hadn't thought about that before, but that is something we should consider and see if we can make that happen. That'd be a good idea, especially something like this year when we have fewer people, yeah, and be able to attend, so that's a good idea.
What would be involved to get a telephone line in here? Is that major drama?
It would depend on the hotel, I believe.
Yeah, it probably would depend on the hotel, and we'd probably, we would need to work through Leslie and Stacy to find out what are the logistics. But we can certainly ask that question of them and find out, pursue it that far, then at least when we can know if it's something that's, that we can do.
Yeah, in a way, you could just set up a conference bridge and have everyone dial into that. For instance, at B&A, whenever I do a conference call, I just set up a number and then people call into that. There's no reason why I couldn't, for instance, set that up and we dial in ourselves and everyone else dials in. So we just need, we don't, wouldn't have to worry about the hotel.
Okay.
I have the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be very simple to do. We just need a speakerphone that everybody could, you'd have to put in the middle of the room so everybody could hear.
Or we could have people come to the front of the room and speak.
Well, that's an idea too, actually. What about, well, that'd be great too, but I love, whoever's idea this was, it's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, this really helps the interaction.
Yeah, because to me, that's the most, one of the most valuable parts is to hear what's going on.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
Some of the computer software will let you do conversations through.
You're right, you probably just use a laptop, right?
Yeah, you could do live meetings.
Well, you can do a WebEx in a way.
Set up, I've got a webcam, not with me, but we could do it.
It seems like it's definitely whoever the technical people are.
Exactly, I think we've got enough technical people part of this who could, we could put our heads together with, not me, I'm not one of the technical people, but the technical people could put their heads together and get it working. So that's a good suggestion, thank you. See if we can figure out how to make something like that happen. And then as far as committees for the 2010 summer conference in Providence, I have had a couple of people come up and offer to help out with different things, and thank you to those of you and anybody else. I mean, there's still a lot of things that do need to be committees put together. The conference committee, the Colburn Award Committee, and then a nominations committee. So if you're interested in that, please don't hesitate to let me know that you're thinking about that. Now, John Davidson, got the awards committee report. John, you've got a handful of little things there. Yeah, the arrow. Oh, I need to sign that.
Okay, basically we just have some more resolutions and certificates of appreciation and things like that we want to hand out, and I encourage anyone to be on the awards committee next year. It was great fun. Thanks again to Emily and Belinda for their assistance. And we have a resolution for Jill Wellhouse, who has retired from the state of South Dakota. And I'll go ahead and read it for you, and then I guess we'll need to have a motion and to approve it.
Right.
So, the Administrative Codes and Register section of the National Association of Secretaries of State resolution. Whereas the goal of Administrative Codes and Register section of the National Association of Secretaries of State is to foster and develop a better rule writing skills and rule review techniques, and to develop more effective management for rule promulgation process, particularly in the publication of administrative codes and registers and public access and the involvement in the rulemaking process. And whereas Jill Wellhouse has served the state of South Dakota as Director of Administrative Rules and as Rules Guru in the South Dakota Department of Social Services, and whereas Jill Wellhouse has been an active participant in a number of ACR conferences, beginning with the 1994 conference in Kalispell, Montana, Jill presented at both the 1995 conference in Rapid City, South Dakota, and the 2003 conference in Portland, Maine. And whereas Jill Wellhouse has served as the Northern Plains Regional Representative of ACR from 2002 to 2008, and whereas Jill Wellhouse has been an invaluable resource for others within the ACR organization, the state of South Dakota, and around the country, now therefore be it resolved that the members of ACR extend their deep appreciation and heartfelt thanks to Jill Wellhouse for years of dedication, active membership, and service to ACR. Be it further resolved that the ACR section recognizes Jill Wellhouse for contributions to the ACR organization, for sharing her wisdom and knowledge unselfishly with all of us, and for faithful participation at ACR conferences, and for sparkling personality, sense of humor, and for most of all, her friendship throughout the years. So
thank
I move
you,
that
Jill.
We accept the resolution.
Is there a motion to accept?
Second.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Is that everyone? Was there anybody against? Okay. Motion carries. Thank
has
you.
Has it been spell checked?
I guarantee that.
Wonderful.
That's only if it's engraved.
Yes, yes.
When we get in trouble.
And now we have some certificates of appreciation. This one expresses our deep appreciation and gratitude to Jean Branscom for her contribution to the ACR organization, for her faithful participation at the ACR conferences, and most of all for her friendship. And Jean was the Deputy Secretary of Montana who came to a lot of meetings, and she was a very valuable member. I don't think we have to vote on that.
No. That's very nice.
And we will, of course, have to send both of these to Jill and to Jean. And then we have another certificate of appreciation. ACR expresses deep appreciation to Christine Schaffer for her recognition for service as a member of the 2009 program committee. Again, Chris wasn't able to attend because of budget constraints, but she was on the program committee, and so we will send this to her. Another certificate of appreciation goes to Catherine Maxson in recognition for her service as a member of the 2009 program committee. Does she need to come up and do an official portrait?
Do you have a good spot here where she should come to have a picture taken?
Where am I going?
Yeah, where's a good
one? Yeah, I need to do this.
Okay, here we go. Oh my, look at that.
Look at how pretty that is. Wow.
It's like the guy at the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen those photos. They posted those yet.
And one more appreciation certificate to Corin Staley. Is that right? In recognition of her service as the 2009 program committee.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Paparazzi today.
Thanks.
Thank you. And the final plaque. ACR gratefully acknowledges Deb Britsko, Program Chair, for the outstanding program of the 2009 Summer Conference. Again, Deb was unable to attend and had held out hope until the last very moment that her secretary would say, oh, go ahead, since you're the Program Chair, you need to be there. So, but no, so we will get that to her as well. And she did a great job from being so far away and having to battle through so much, but she did appreciate the help of Catherine Corin for helping her out there.
Yes. Thank you. And John, before you go away, we have just one more certificate of appreciation. ACR expresses deep appreciation and gratitude to John Davidson in recognition of his service as chair of the 2009 Awards Committee.
Thank you.
Work it, come on, work it. All right.
Okay. And we'll get all of the, it looks like we have a bigger stack than usual of things that we have to mail out, but we've got them all signed, so we'll get them mailed out to those folks. Thank you so much. Well, and other business. I mentioned earlier the program evaluation survey. It's in the the back of the right-hand pocket on your, in your folders. Make sure you fill those out before you leave, and go ahead and leave them back there on the back table behind Bruce there. And I think Sue wanted to know if anybody ever looks at those, and they're scrutinized by several people. So to try to make these conferences better, and to try to get ideas from you folks about session ideas and folks who want to present and all of that. So they're very valuable to a lot of people.
If anybody has not initialed, please remember to do so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bruce?
Bruce and Jerry.
Okay. Well, we'll get a few
little
things.
Because I had separated the members from the voting members. From
wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll have lots of time.
Is there any other business? Anything anybody else needs to?
I have a question.
Yes.
I don't remember when we were talking about putting together the ACR website. Is there a page, or did we talk about doing a page that lists all the active members with their email addresses and telephone numbers? Because I find, for instance, I mean, I save this from every session,
mm-hmm.
and when I want to reach out to somebody, I have to go scrambling through it to find the most recent
mm-hmm.
email address and stuff. Now, I know some people may have a concern about having your information available publicly. And we talked about a private area. But
we've been actually posting the the lists, the members, the attendees list, they're there.
Doesn't have your email address?
Some of them do. I think
mm-hmm.
it doesn't. This one that's on the thumb drive that we have.
Well, would there be
a
possibility, or maybe
mm-hmm.
a reason
mm-hmm.
to everybody, of having just a single place to go rather than going through documents from the meetings, or is
sure.
that an issue? It would make it much easier when I'm trying to find somebody. Certainly some of you, I keep your email addresses anyway.
But don't you have your state and federal survey right on your desk?
I
that
do.
You
well, but I'm just raising this
yeah.
issue. So.
Yeah, I think.
Sure.
Well,
and going back to, I did look up, the website hosting is $136.30. That question was brought up at the first business meeting. So we will be incurring that cost again this fall.
In the fall,
so.
Okay.
Is that
monthly? No, it's for the year. So we'll go ahead and take care of that under not the about ACR, and I think there's the officer sections we'll probably put it under there.
Okay, great. Anything else? Do I need to move to adjourn?
I can't recall.
Do I need to move to adjourn?
I think we did last year.
I think we did.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Okay. Seconded?
Second.
Thank you. Second business meeting is adjourned.